evening. If everyone would turn in their Bibles to John chapter 14. And once you've found your place there, you can also turn to Matthew chapter 27. All right. In John chapter 14, we'll start in verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And then in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, it says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Alright, you may not understand how these two verses go together, but these are two things that God has given us when we get saved. When a person gets saved, he has a mansion in heaven and a mission on earth. I'd like to start tonight with an illustration. So, let's suppose a man has two restaurants and he's getting tired of being in the restaurant business, so he goes to his two closest friends, and let's say those are Tim and Ryan. And he says, I'm going to give you these restaurants for free, but in order to have these restaurants, you must do me one thing. And he tells them that they have to have a sale where they give out one free order with, like, a free order of fries with everything, with one thing that's purchased. Well, Ryan, he enjoys being in the industry, and he advertises everywhere. He gets billboards. He gets neon signs. He advertises it everywhere. He goes out with flyers. And then there's Tim. The only thing he advertises is a free straw with the purchase of a drink. But you see, they're both having the sale. They both have something free that is there, and they're offering it, but only one of them is going out and advertising. And are we doing our part so that others will have a mansion in heaven, or are we not advertising what God has given us through salvation? For my first point tonight is the mission that we have. In Matthew 28, verse 19, the very first word is go. We see also in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, and he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. In Mark chapter 4, Christ gives a parable of the sower, and in Mark chapter 4, verse 3, he says, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of the earth. And when the sun was up, it was scorched, because it had no root, and it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. Now, Christ gives a parable here about how a man went out to witness. We see in verse 14, it says, The sower soweth the word. In other words, he's preaching the gospel to all those that will hear. So how do we go about this mission? How are we supposed to preach this 3, and it says, "And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." And in 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance." We should be fulfilling this mission because God does not want anyone to suffer in hell. And because we are saved and he has given us the gift of salvation, we do not have to suffer in hell. But why would we want anyone to suffer there? My second point tonight is the laborers. In Luke chapter 10, verse 2, it says, "Therefore he said unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." In John chapter 4, and verse 34, it says, "Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work." We see that Jesus was a laborer, and that he wants us to be laborers. In Romans 12:1, in order to be laborers, we must be willing to witness and to be a living sacrifice. And in Chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me." We see that Isaiah was ready, and he was willing to go out and to preach, whether the people liked it or not. But are we willing and ready to say, "Here am I," in soul winning, in everyday witnessing, in mission work and giving to missions? Are we willing to say, "Here am I," in prayer? The last point tonight is the eternal treasure. In Matthew 6, verse 21, it says, "For where your heart is, there will your treasure be also." We must treasure the souls of those who are lost. When we do, we will have a heart for witness. We've already seen tonight that part of the eternal treasure is we will have a mansion in heaven. But I'd like you to turn to Revelation 21. And we'll start reading at verse 22. And it says, "And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it." One of the greatest treasures we will have in heaven is the Lamb and the Lord God Almighty. In verse 23 it says, "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb was the light thereof." And in verse 27, we see that there will be no sin in heaven, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. But I want to redirect our attention to verse 24, and it says, "And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it." What a great joy it will be when we get to heaven and see the faces of those we have witnessed to. And nothing we can gain in this entire world is worth not witnessing to others. Nothing is worth that. willing to say, here am I, and to go and to fulfill the mission that you were given by Christ himself?